we've just heard from Bradbury resident Graham Jones, 5 months on from the Cherry Gardens bushfires, joining me for a chat about the cleanup effort, his volunteer and Adelaide team manager with Disaster Relief Australia, David Roper. Hi there, David.
Oh, hi there, Jenny. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you. It sounds as though Graham has been really supportive to your crew, is that right?
He has. Having access to his shed to store our equipment each night as we go home has been invaluable. So otherwise we would have been moving equipment all the way from Lotherfield to his area in Bradbury each day, and that would have simply wasted time, so we had more time on the ground.
Yeah, so the Cherry Gardens fires were quite broad, weren't they? They were quite widespread.
That's right. They're simply called the Cherry Gardens fire because that was the first fire noticed of the number. So it spread through Bradbury, Dorset Vale, Kangarilla, and indeed Bradbury was the hardest hit in terms of personal infrastructure. They lost a couple of homes there, and overall I understand there was about 17 sheds destroyed.
And how many properties are you guys helping clean up?
Oh, I think we've been involved in about 9 of them. We were what I describe as a second wave. But while the government hadn't declared a disaster and hence didn't provide direct assistance themselves, most of the support was provided by non-government organisations such as ourselves. So there were already some that had been in immediately and since January. And we came in around about May. We were on the ground for a number of weeks helping out there as well.
Oh, right. And you've just wrapped up there. And what have you been doing, like cutting trees and helping residents get back to some form of normality, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's right. We've definitely been cutting a lot of trees, both felling ones that were black and dangerous at risk of falling on people's driveways, as well as cutting up ones that had already fallen of their own accord, creating firewood, if you like, for some of the people, but just clearing their front and backyards to try and return the property to some level of normality.
And there are other organisations too, aren't there? There's Habitat for Humanity and other people chipping in. Do you all sort of work together?
Yes, we do. Indeed, Habitat for Humanity had already worked on some of the properties that we worked on. They referred the property owners to ourselves. We do some similar things, but overall quite different to each of the other NGOs. So we've perhaps got an average set of volunteers that are a bit younger, a bit stronger, so we can carry heavier things and use larger chainsaws.
Ah, very nice. Oh, it's always fun to do that sort of stuff as well. I'm sure there's a bit of fun in the team as well sometimes.
There is. So what we do for our volunteers is that we make available free training, nationally accredited in things like chainsaw operations and staples like first aid. That adds a bit of fun to the task, I must admit.
Yeah, and a lot of you guys are actually from, you know, you've got military backgrounds, or you've worked in the police force, things like that, right?
That's right. So Disaster Relief Australia is run by military veterans, and probably something like 80% of volunteer members are vets themselves. We've got a good number of current and past emergency service personnel, as well as some really good civilians. So it's the combination of those sets of skills that I think sets us apart.
And where are you setting your sights next?
You might remember the Cuddly Creek bushfires that happened 18 months ago. We've been helping there a number of times. We were there 18 months ago with a national operation for a number of weeks. We were back there in August, December, and a couple of times earlier this year. There's still more work to do up there, more cutting of burnt trees in people's lawns and driveways. So we're back there late this month and again in August, September to do some more work up there.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your time and for doing all that incredible work for us.
You're welcome.
David Roper from Disaster Relief Australia, thanks again.
Okay, and thank you, Jenny.